From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The person found dead on U.S. 101 near Salmon Creek has been positively identified as 29-year-old Salvatore Richibano from Concord, California. Richibano was in possession of a 1998 Gold Infiniti SUV, California plate 4AS X760, which is unaccounted for. Richibano was also known to carry a 9mm pistol, which is also unaccounted for. If someone sees the vehicle, they should not approach it, but should contact law enforcement. The investigation indicates that Richibano had been shot at least one time prior to being struck by the involved vehicle. It's not known if he was alive or dead when he was hit by the vehicle. The incident is being considered a homicide. 150 fire personnel on the ground 10 miles north of High Empalme fighting the 150-acre grape fire near the border of the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forests. Due to an increase in fire activity, the Sims Restoration Project area prescribed burn was declared a wildfire. The incident referred to as the Grape Fire, and a local Type 3 incident management group has assumed command now. Top priority is firefighter and public safety. Other priorities include protection of private property, water systems, PG&E major transmission lines, and natural forest stands in that vicinity. Well, HSU President Lisa Rossmacher has released a statement stemming from a press release put out by the Eureka chapter of the NAACP. The statement reads, "I was astonished that the Eureka NAACP chapter would suggest that HSU could or should stop recruiting students of color. HSU is deeply committed to diversity and equity, and that would be a giant step backward for the values and mission of this university." It goes on to read, "I know this group is committed to the ideals of the NAACP, and it must have been difficult for them to endorse this idea. It clarifies for me the depth of their concern." Well, on May 1st, there will be an increase in the amount of water released from the Lewiston Dam, which will quickly affect the water levels of the Trinity River. The sheriff's office is concerned that the increase in water levels on the Trinity River will make for unsafe swimming conditions. The increase in water flow is scheduled to continue through May 7th. Use extra caution if you choose to be near the Trinity River during that time. Caltrans honoring the legacies of two of its employees during its 28th annual Workers' Memorial at the State Capitol, one from Rio Dell. One of those who was paid tribute to was Annette Brooks. Annette, a steel structural painter supervisor who was shot and killed at a Caltrans facility in Rio Dell on April 24th last year. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.